Reading for June 4th, entitled, Light Comes in Bright Rays. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. We have been taught by God concerning the great plan of redemption. This should be to us a matter of earnest thanksgiving. God's promises will never fail if we constantly watch unto prayer. Our knowledge should give spirituality to the understanding. Our knowledge of the Scriptures should be practical. The Lord is pleased when those who are connected with Him are filled with a knowledge of His will. His servants should daily gain more knowledge of Him. Daily they should grow in grace and in spiritual understanding, strengthened with might according to His glorious power. They are to increase in spiritual efficiency, that they may give strength to the people of God. God does not ask sinners to enter His service with their natural traits of character, to make a failure before the heavenly universe and before the world. The hard, cruel spirit which judges and condemns has left the trace of the enemy upon everything. But mercy is to come in and lay her broad impress upon every plan. The world is to see principles different from those which have hitherto been presented. Christ has erected the cross. He does not call upon any man to manufacture tests and crosses for His people. He presents His requirements before them and gives them the invitation, Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For My yoke is easy, and My burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Wear My yoke, and in your daily experience you will find the rest which comes only to the obedient. Christ invites all to come to Him, but when they come, they are to lay aside their sins. All their vices and follies, all their pride and worldliness are to be laid at the foot of His cross. This He requires because He loves them and desires to save them, not in their sins, but from their sins. He who accepts the truth longs for transformation, and the light comes to him in bright rays. The truth is to be believed and practiced because Christ asserts it to be the Word of the living God. The brightest beams of light from the threshold of heaven are thrown on the pathway in which God requires His people to walk. When sinners accept Christ as their personal Savior, they realize the greatness of God's gift to them, and praise and thanksgiving flow to the divine giver. The recovery of souls from sin is to be a revenue of goodness to men and of glory to God. Taken from manuscript 44, dated June 4th, 1901, entitled Instruction to Believers.